Okay, today is May 15th, and I have Dr. Woolley here. We're doing the practitioner guide, and this is about melatonin.
Hello. All right.
It's a very special day today, too. It's your birthday.
I know. I'm so excited. I made another year. 29.
Yes. Okay, so melatonin comes in a 1 ounce. I have it classified as supportive, but it's also can be classified as detoxification.
Yes, and it's technically a hormone. A natural hormone.
All right, and so it supports.
Well, if you read it, it's one of nature's strongest naturally made antioxidants because it's produced in the brain by signals from the pineal gland.
So it supports the pineal. Promoting
sleep, restful detoxification,
sleep and brain detoxification, or it's actually melatonin is can help to detoxify the entire body, can it?
Well, it focuses mostly on the hydroxyl. H-Y-D-R-O-X-Y-L radical, which seems to sit in the brain. If you have a low antioxidant reading, melatonin will act as a antioxidant first. Some people will notice that they don't get any sleep out of it because they are actually using whatever they are getting to detoxify. So you can take it to help clean oxidation in the brain.
That's, I always tell people, if for the first 10 days, if it's not, if they're feeling like, because I've had some people come back and say, oh, it didn't work.
Yeah.
That was years ago. So when I first recommend it to a new client, I'll tell them it could take, you know, 10 days or more.
Yeah.
If it's not helping them fall asleep, it's being used for detoxification.
Yeah. And like any other hormone, the body will use it to detoxify if it needs to, like we talked about for testosterone.
Okay, and then it said, because the body makes its own melatonin, it should be a natural fact that we all have enough. However, the busy lifestyle of too much blue screen at night, late night TV, and prolonged lack of sleep during stressful times keeps the body from producing the proper amount. With toxicity of the brain also on the rise, the pineal is supposed to signal the production of melatonin, but it needs to be all made in the dark at night. When we have low level lights or a TV on in the room and it's not pitch black, then melatonin production is lowered. Melatonin is a hormone, and it is responsible for detoxification of the brain, as well as promoting sleep. Recognize that just starting out, many times taking the product can cause sleeplessness to occur, as it detoxifies the brain first, then aids in sleep. If needed, add deep sleep. Do not give to babies or children. Pairs well with brain balance, valerian care, St. John's care, and Relife.
Right.
Anything else you would add?
If they still struggle with not being able to sleep, I would keep the melatonin in the loop and then add tissue salts. All
Okay.
12 tissue salts. That is contained in terrain factors, so you would add terrain factors. If you can change some of the cellular pH.
Okay.
There is kind of an axiotonal grid between the brain lymphatic. You don't really find out a lot about the brain lymph system, but in relation to the dura mater, sometimes if they've had surgeries, a lot of surgery, you might have to add DuraCare or Skyfall. And those just help pull more out of the brain lymph system.
You said DuraCare and
Skyfall.
Skyfall.
Yeah, and those are when you're thinking about brain toxicity, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, if anybody's had chemo,
mm-hmm.
or lots of recent dental work, has radiation.
Right, right. Awesome. Suggested use 1 to 2 droppers at bedtime.
Yeah. And you wouldn't take it during the day?
No. And then, okay. That's melatonin.